Well, the last 10 minutes or so didn't go quite the way I expected. We made quick work of a dragon at the top of this clock tower, and I was thinking we'd leave right away after finding the singing lady, but Vasilisa wanted to explore the tower, so we did. We found an attic whisperer and a creepy old lady witch, and Vasilisa set the building on fire around us. And after we dispatched those foes, when we found a small child, and Marge wanted to search every room for more children to make sure everyone was safe. I mean, after a fire around us, a stove coming to life trying to eat my friend Bulka, and sneaking around this tower, watching out for trolls, trying not to wake them, I mean, we gotta get out of here and start a revolution. We actually did sneak out of the tower, quietly past the trolls. After Marge insisted, we rescued a bunch of orphan kids and the singing lady, and we're running across the town back to safety. I see Vasilisa just take off up into the sky, explode some fireworks, and then I was shocked. All over the city, you hear the booms and explosions and the bright lights of fireworks going off all over Irisin. Colorful sparks in the sky. And I tried not to think about colorful sparks in my face. I tried not to think about the past. And I thought about the people around me now. And where we're headed next, in this odd place called Irisin, anything can happen.
PTSD.
I never thought of how traumatic that would be, but yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Everything's great.
Fine.
It's not like we're going into a magical forest full of winter fae next, right?
Yeah. It's not like you guys have to run through a city with a bunch of orphans during a revolution.
Yeah, that's a perfectly safe plan.
Yeah, everything's fine.
We're good.
No problem.
Zero
issues. I think we ended
issues.
At the bathhouse, didn't we, last time?
Something like that.
We were at least en route, pretty close, if not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We open.
Ooh.
Our party approaching the bathhouse. Their trek fairly undisturbed. Running past various guards, running in opposite directions, paying them no mind. In a panic.
They're a little busy.
They're very busy. You guys have, you have Bella, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the kiddos all in tow.
Seven of them.
Heading to the bathhouse. And you arrive there.
Oh, we should get everybody, back in the secret room right now just to keep y'all safe.
Oh, yes. By the way, children, there is a secret room here, okay?
I like secrets.
That's between us.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes.
I have to pee.
Oh, good thing we are at the bathhouse.
They have
great facilities.
A little potty dance.
Who needs to be this child's bathroom buddy?
I'll do it.
Okay, stick together. Come back very quick, okay?
Oh, okay, where's the bathroom?
That fine gentleman will show you. Excuse me.
Yes, hello.
They need the bathroom?
Right away.
Okay, also children, if adult asks you to keep secret, don't do it, mostly. This time, yes, secret from guards, but not from good adults, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm worried about them.
Now that lesson's gonna go over well.
Look, you can't it's keep fine. Secrets. If adults ask you, that's just trouble. Means adults do wrong thing, you know?
Oh, hey, we're back.
Oh, good. Okay, that was very quick.
I'm a quick peer.
Let's go to hidden room now.
Hey, yeah, you guys go over. There's the one little secret guard. He's like, oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back.
And did you get the long or the short straw watching the room wall in revolution outside, eh? Nudge, nudge.
Which one's good?
I got the good straw.
Good, okay.
I'm in charge of protecting the base and not going out there to die.
Good for you.
Well, thank now you gotta protect some children.
Yes. Okay, I can do that. Hello, children. My name is Hans. I am an Irisini Ulfin man with a great natural accent for where I am from.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's such a weird way sure to is. Introduce yourself. Yeah.
I feel like I need to justify my own voice sometimes.
Fear.
I feel the same way.
Well, let's move.
Oh, Bella, here's all of the letters that we found that the kiddos wrote. I don't know if maybe you can sit with them and the kiddos can find their own letters, and that way we know, you know, who's got parents out there we can get them back to.
Wait, they didn't send our letters?
No. Oh, goodness, no.
I'm so sorry if this is news to you, but actually, white witches are terrible people.
Oh, no.
You cannot trust them.
My whole world has been turned upside down.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that they were going to be dinner. Don't let them know that.
I will not repeat that in Skald or Hallit. You make a good point, Veldin. Goodness. We'll keep that. I don't know. Bella, you decide if you tell them or not.
Yes, I will. Okay. Come on, kids. Everybody inside. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of fighting going on out in the city right now. So I would say I think you should all stay in here until, you know, the coast is clear. And then we can start getting the kiddos back to their parents.
Okay.
Hopefully we can come back and let you know when it's safe, or, you know, at least someone else from the Heralds of Summer.
Mm-hmm. Once activity dies down in the city, it should be safe again to go out.
Well, thank you, guys. What are your plans now?
That's a very good question, actually.
You know, I can't stop thinking about those closed doors, those rooms we didn't check back in the tower.
Back to the clock tower is not the place I would have thought to.
Well, and if those trolls are still in that room, we could still neutralize them and take care of them so they will not be a problem during the revolution.
Can you... I want to clarify. Today, right now, with no extra preparation, you feel ready to kill 5 trolls and a troll hound.
The sooner the better, I think.
You know, I don't want to take the chance of there being any more kiddos in there that could be eaten while we're waiting.
Oh, that's true too.
Okay, but also, there are trolls and goblins and white witches and guards peoples and...
Oh yeah, it's terrible for children.
And winter wolves. This is White Throne.
Yeah?
That's the clock tower is just one of many places with bad things inside.
Well, we also said we'd go somewhere specific after we accomplished the task.
We're supposed to be getting into the forest place before the guards can regroup. Also, I hate to admit it, but I am kind of a little bit low on prepared spells left for today.
Oh, but you have wand.
A wand, yes, of basic wand level burning hands.
So here's what we do. We go back to the clock tower. We look for any more children that happen to be there. And then we set all of the walls on fire. Perhaps lock the door or like tie a rope around the door first.
I feel like lucky we got return. Out of clock tower to begin with.
I happen to agree here with Vasilisa. I don't think we need to head back into that sort of danger at the moment we got out of there. Once the fireworks went off, those trolls must have gotten ready and gotten up and started moving around. I don't even anticipate they're probably still there.
True.
So I think we need to go.
Well, then that would make it easier for us to get the kiddos if the trolls are gone.
I feel like the more responsible thing is to do the thing only we can do. We ask heralds to go look for any other children.
Oh, they are busy though. Aren't they so busy right now?
They're all fighting.
Why are they busy? Because we asked them to help us get into the strange forest in the middle of the
Actually, they asked us for help.
They wanted us to.
This is all something they've been planning for a long time. I think they'll have it under control long enough for us to find the kiddos, if there's any more.
We literally have to get to Baba Yaga's hut.
What do we save if we save a few more children that may or may not be there and we lose the world?
We have to think of all the children who will freeze to death in every other place in the entirety of the planet.
Oh no, we should definitely still save the planet as well. Yeah. We should do both. I mean, I am kind of with Marge. I would not want to sacrifice extra children just because.
Oh, goodness, no. That's part of our job.
I don't think we're making a sacrifice here. We don't know if there's any left there.
It's the entirety of White Throne. Kaboom. You are there.
You guys all wanted to leave after just finding the one kid, and I found 6 more before we left. All 6 of those kiddos could have been tortured and killed and eaten.
I did not take a blood oath to save every child in Irisin or every child in Clock Tower. I took blood oath to help Baba Yaga so that I can stop Winter from taking over outside of Irisin.
And what's the point if we let the children die then?
It's the scale. Also, this is not our job. The heralds can help the local peoples. We need to get past guards to woods, or we waste the entire endeavor at least a little bit.
I don't think trying to save children is a waste.
I mean, we could ask someone to go look who isn't specifically the people who were just seen letting off a firework.
Yeah, would you be amenable to the idea of sending some other heralds to the tower to retrieve any other children?
Do you think that they can take out those trolls?
I don't know that the trolls will be there.
Well, then it should be a quick trip for us.
We have something else important to do, though. I think that's what we're trying to say here, is that you definitely want to help as many children as you can, and we did that. We did quite a bit while we were there. We might not have survived that, but we did. Think of it this way, Marge. If we lose, what happens to the rest of the world? No one else can do what we can do. No one else can go to Baba Yaga's hut.
No one else can, because we have the keys. Also, I think it's a little foolish, honestly, to think that we can take on all those trolls and things right now, after we did dragon and flying and doing...
Well, it's one doing... of two. Either Valdin is right and they have gotten up and gone and joined the fray, or they are still snoozing, which we could just lock the door and bring the whole tower down, which would be a good symbolic victory for the heralds as well, seeing the clock tower just completely come down.
Hi, GM here. Why did you guys leave the tower if you thought there were still kids there?
Marge did not want to leave. Marge was, I think, her. She felt like her hand was forced into leaving. She didn't want to leave. There were still rooms to look at.
You said that.
And I did say that. Yeah. She did not want to leave. And so she's been dwelling on it since, that there are still rooms they haven't looked at, and nobody thought there were kids here, and they found kids in a couple different places. You know, one by herself and then six more. And it's like there could be another one by itself. And she does not feel right. She didn't want to leave to begin with. She didn't feel right leaving to begin with when she could have checked the other rooms. But everybody was like, it's sleeping. You've got seven kids. Let's get them out. And she's like, okay, for the safety of the kids while the trolls are sleeping. But her heart is telling her she can't walk away, because there's still unchecked rooms.
And similarly with Boca, from the very beginning, before we even came here, he was like, hey, we should take out the dragon and then take out the trolls and take out everybody so that they're not a problem. And when everyone was like, okay, let's go, Boca was like, well, there's still these six trolls we could totally handle right now. So he thought we were coming back also.
I think those trolls, just from a player perspective, I think those trolls would have killed us.
Excuse me, Biela, I'm going to talk to the children real quick.
Okay, that is fine.
Children.
Yeah, what up?
Were there any other children unaccounted for that you remember seeing when you were in the tower?
No, not recently. The only one was the one upstairs, and you guys brought her back.
Okay. And do you mostly stay in one spot in the tower? Or what was that like?
Yeah, we have the cage room, and then we have the playroom.
Okay, and the playroom would be the room upstairs?
Yeah,
near Granny Nan with all
stuff.
The things?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your input.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, you know, unlikely they would hide children from each other. My question is different, I guess, from the question we've talked about so far. I was not even thinking about Clock Tower anymore. I was thinking, do we go immediately past guards while max chaos and then rest inside of the woods so that we can be fresh and prepared to face Nozhena Vasilyevna at Baba Yaga's hut? Or do we rest, make sure prepared, then go into woods and hope chaos is still enough, not a problem, to go straight to Nozhena? Or, and this is probably most foolish option, unfortunately, but might be necessary, I don't know, we go straight to the hut without any resting, face Nozhena Vasilyevna only with spells we have right now.
Well, I don't have to worry about spells. I'm ready to go anywhere now.
That's true. How are you doing, a fellow spellcaster, Volka?
I have very little. I mean, I have my wit and my charm, but
yeah, that's kind of my worry. If we can get sneaky into woods and then rest in woods, maybe even get lucky and find Vrix or Hatch or make some new fae friends in woods. Try not to get skinned, obviously. Rest inside, out of view. No one knows we are in woods.
Well, except right? All the fae that's in the woods. I don't know
exactly,
that resting in the woods.
But they're not on Najena Vasilyevna's side.
How do you know?
Because the fae are on Baba Yaga's side. That's why they're skinning guards, remember? They tore entire skin off of
guards. Yeah, it seemed like the guards did not like the fae.
Also, they don't like the forest, remember? The guards were all like, bad trees, why here? Najena was like, oh gosh, bad, I'd better guard the hut from the fae that grew the forest. Huh? I think forest is on Baba Yaga's side. We let Faye know.
So
Baba
we get to the forest. There's a possibility we might be able to rest, but there may not be. Mm-hmm. And we just have to march forward and face whatever we face.
That's what you're thinking. Because I think the main point is,
well,
we get in before Ilvana knows we are trying to get to hut. When only person guarding hut who is a winter witch is Nozhina Vasilyevna.
Right. That was the whole idea of partnering with the heralds to help them with their plan so we could get in. So,
and Bela and kids can let them know exactly what the state of Clock Tower is. But that's just not important anymore. Whole point was get rid of the dragon who's the leader of the guards so they have no leader now that Logrovich is dead.
And if the kiddos are saying there's probably not any other kids there,
they're probably right.
Oh, I hope so.
And the faster and more efficiently we take care of Baba Yaga's hut, the fewer kiddos will be orphans when their parents, who are rebels, are killed by the guards and things. It is like if the general in a battle... I don't know very much about war, really. Maybe I put a different way. It is like you are a beekeeper and you want to help the bees make honey and you try to gather the pollen for them. No, that's not what you do. You take care of the hive and protect it like a beekeeper. We are beekeepers. The heralds are bees.
I liked your general analogy better. I was following
you're
that
better
one.
At the military. Yes, that's fair. So, like, you know, I'm going to just...
We're going to go accomplish our mission.
Head out and...
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
Boca, you're doing a mighty fine job. If you're feeling down on yourself that you aren't doing enough, I do think you're really contributing quite a bit.
No, I know. I just, in this last mission, in this last instance, I feel like we missed a big opportunity. And I thought we were going to rectify that, but I guess we are not.
I feel like from a strategic point of view, we avoided a risk. And I think sometimes that's the better opportunity between the two. Well, let's take our planning and our skills to the forest.
I think
Should we go now?
Yes, the longer we wait, the more likely we have a combat on the way to the forest. So let's just try to blend into the chaos. Look like Steel Yagi and her companions who are like, oh no, it is a rebellion.
If you were really a Steel Yagi, we would have a private jet and we could just take it wherever we wanted.
Way to rub in that I'm not really fitting in. Who are you? Moya mama? Goodness.
So you guys head off from the bathhouse, heading toward Market Square?
Yeah.
Where the
magical
forest
is?
Yeah.
The middle of the market?
Yeah.
But during bookends, I want to know how many...
kids died.
And how many rebels were killed by those six trolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Listeners, if you're interested to hear how many kids were killed by the six trolls, make sure you're tuning in to our $10 a month Patreon tier for session notes. I will be covering this for the month of whatever month this episode releases in.
No, but don't bother doing that. Just listen to the free bookends episode once the book's finished,
exactly.
And I'll ask about it.
If you remember.
Oh, ooh. Hashtag challenge.
Challenge.
That's all Bulk is thinking about. Those damn trolls he let
forever.
Go
forever.
Bulka does remember there's an entire district full of nothing but trolls in this city, right?
Probably slipped his mind.
Yeah, but we walked past a room of six of them sleeping. Yeah. He thought he could have, like, we could have done something about that.
Listeners, make sure you're listening to the session notes to for that specific phrase that I will go over.
Because yep. It's super interesting.
And tune into the bookend episode.
Yeah, tune into the bookends.
Also, okay. Send us you questions guys, for it.
Yeah. Questions.
We'll do that later. Sorry.
That's okay. You guys head back over to the market district. At night, particularly on this night, all of the shops are closed or abandoned. As you guys get closer and closer, you work your way past several checkpoints, basically, that you guys have had to circumvent over the days prior. As you start getting into the market district, just very abruptly, you see a lot more trees than were there last time. You see that some of them have just been like cut down and toppled over, but you don't see any tree stumps. And it's a very thick wooded area. Trees toppled over into buildings, shops. You guys can get the sense that maybe the guards have been trying to cull this every day, but new trees just keep sprouting up in place of them. But there is no guard line this time. You guys have a direct line into the spooky Fae forest.
Just if Fae start to attack us, everyone feel free to yell out to the Fae specifically, "We're here for Baba Yaga. We're on your side." That kind of thing. Okay.
Maybe we're here to help Baba Yaga, not for, because that could be misinterpreted.
Good clarification.
We are the Black Riders.
Ooh, that's good.
We are friends of Fae.
We are the Black Riders, actually. That's not bad.
We carry the mantle of the Black Rider.
That's good. I like that.
Okay, maybe we just say that occasionally as we walk into the forest. Let's go.
You guys breach into the woodwork as you start following this path. The lights of the outside soon diminish to total darkness as the tree's canopy envelops you.
Wow.
Marge can see.
Does someone have light?
Marge has dark vision. Do not have light.
I activate my Ayun torch.
Okay.
Because I put my halo on. Need to be able to see.
I can light a torch.
You all light your various light objects except for Marge, who just stares ahead.
And I will stay in the front so the light doesn't
affect you. Yeah, because the thing is, when there's light around you with dark vision, you can't use your dark vision.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Cool. So you guys continue forward through this kind of dark and winding forest trail. After a few minutes, I need you guys to roll me a reflex save. No, I'm just kidding. Perception. Give me perception. I know. What a dick.
Sorry. The way I didn't question it, and I was just prepared to reflex.
I know you guys were. I thought I would catch you with that one, but I totally did not.
Should David go first? That way we don't need to roll.
David, what did you get?
26.
That's pretty good.
18.
Nice.
13 for Marge. Okay. 19 for Ghost.
23 for Vasilisa.
Oh, nice.
The best she could possibly have rolled.
You guys enter the first section of a clearing as the path widens out and allows you to actually gander around a little bit.
Do we see a grid on the floor? Do we see 1x1-inch squares in this room?
Oh, look at that.
Ooh, a clearing.
A clearing. It doesn't look clear. It looks covered in something bad.
Blood.
It looks kind of orange.
It's dirt.
Oh, okay.
It's less orange blood.
Orc blood.
Oh. Is that canon?
Orc blood is orange?
Yeah.
Sure. Might
be.
Why not?
You assume it tastes like Tang or Hi-C.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Only Vasilisa would know that.
I have never killed an
Just
orc
Just wait
witch.
Till we meet an orc no. witch. Yeah, exactly.
Nice callback.
Not yet.
Okay.
Hi-C.
It is pitch black, but standing where you guys are, you can see that it's quite an expansive area. A few things you're going to notice right away. Over to your right, branching off towards the east, you see lights in the window.
There's a window?
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
You see lights in the window. of a house suspended amongst tree branches.
Ooh.
Floating about 30 feet off of the ground. Directly ahead, you see a swirling blue bubble of energy, warping and malleable.
Like a portal?
Potentially.
Ooh. But like a tiny little bubble?
No, it's a big bubble.
Like Stargate sized.
Yeah, essentially. It's a 20-foot wide bubble.
Damn, okay, that is big.
It is Stargate sized.
Okay, like a big swirling, slightly glowing blue nebulous sphere.
Okay. And it's a sphere.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Stargate's only a disc.
Branching between two sides of forest.
You said that this house is suspended in trees.
Yes.
Does it maybe have legs?
It does not.
I bet the legs come down later.
You can't tell.
It's curled up.
Because it's pitch dark. You can just see the lights in the windows illuminating the wood around it.
Gotcha.
Being like, oh yeah, that's a house. Why is it up in a tree? But you can't see any details of the tree trunks because you guys are quite a ways away.
Gotcha.
I don't think that's the hut.
I don't think we've gone far enough to be at the center of the district have we?
No, I don't think so, but that could be a place to rest if we...
Depending on what...
Roll me geography, dungeoneering, or survival.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay.
11.
Also an 11.
14.
19 for Marge.
There you go, Marge.
Thank you.
Marge, you know the center of the market square is about 300 feet away, directly due north, directly in front of you, directly towards the swirling bubble.
So the middle of this forest, I'm thinking, is actually straight ahead past that big old bubble thing there. So we're kind of close.
I'm guessing the hut is in the very center, so.
Well, how are we going to get past that big bubble thing? That's very magical looking. I know nothing about it.
I think maybe I will start by trying to tell what it is. May I do a spellcraft or an arcane check or something?
Not from where you're standing.
How far away is the bubble?
200.
200 feet?
So it's not even on this map.
Bubble,
I can barely get it on the map, I think.
So we can only see the bubble because it's glowing.
Oh, yeah. It's way
and
over
it's
there.
Quite okay. Far away.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, maybe we worry about the house to the east in the trees first, because Valdin's right.
Yeah.
Maybe we could rest there. Or it could be a threat as we pass it.
It might be Hatch and Rick. I've kind of posted up and found a place.
It could be Faye.
It could. I mean, this is a magical forest.
Faye could be friends, not foes.
I think we just
Let's
marked her head.
Just go look at the house and be ready for anything.
Well, you know, we don't need to bring light with us if you want me to go ahead a little and check.
Why don't we let Marge go a little ahead to check the house, and then we follow?
Can you use your
I'm going
your
to
message
cast
ability
message
again?
So you can point back to us to tell us if trouble or if we should come to you.
Is that what you call a cantrip?
Yes. You are learning so well.
I've been paying attention.
Really pushing to get a knowledge arcana point, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Ghost and I will be as quiet as we can be, and we'll go kind of check out the house, see what we can see.
Vasilisa casts message on all of us.
We'll wait right here where you could kind of see us.
So I'd like to stealth up to be within 60 feet of that house so that I can take a look.
Excellent. Give
in
me
the dark.
A stealth check, just, please.
Yeah.
I'll roll for Ghost first. That is a 27 for Ghost. All right, Marge, don't screw this up with your armor.
Oh.
13 for Marge.
You move up the first 50 feet, and from here you're able to see something off to your west. A small path branches off, and looking over, you see a pool of strange, silvery, glowing water that takes up most of a clearing. On the pool's surface, you can see ripples beginning at its outermost edge, and they rush inwards towards the center to a single point, where water drops fall in reverse, upwards towards the sky, while snowflakes float down between the droplets. It's pretty wild looking. You see that there is a rustle of wind blowing in the trees, reflecting all of that light back in. And you see a creature standing in the center where it's starting to rain upward, ankle deep in water.
Does the creature see me?
As far as you can tell, the creature's paying you no mind.
I will, before I continue on to the house, point back at Vasilisa. Vasilisa, there is a strange magical pond with a strange magical creature and like water going up into the sky instead of coming down, and it's a like silvery pond, and I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely very magical. I'm going to keep going to the house, but watch out to the west.
Okay,
should we move closer to the house? Should we move
on? No. Oh. We should watch out to the west because there's a magical pond with a creature in it.
Should we back away from... Should we move east a little?
Let's just step behind this tree, but where okay. Marge could see us from the east.
Okay.
Okay.
We're just kind of like in the trees.
We slightly. Took cover.
As you guys try to take cover.
Thanks.
Into the trees. You notice that they are actually particularly shitty.
What?
Shitty, shitty, hurtful trees. Ow. Covered in thorns.
Okay. Oh. And so we can't do this.
You can try. You can try to move
we
into tree cover.
We decide not to. To stand but it looks near, but awful. Not in the trees.
You know, I think maybe we should just stand here.
Okay.
Wait for Marge. To tell us if we could put our lights back.
So I guess we're, can we see the pool from where that is?
You can see the edge of it.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on the glimmer of light.
You want a knowledge check that? She described it to you.
Can I do a knowledge check?
Sure. Give me a knowledge arcana, I think.
I was guessing it was gonna be arcana or planes. 29?
Yeah, this is some spooky planes shit. Give me a knowledge planes. You can just use the same roll. I'm fine with that.
it's just a 26 if it's planes.
Yeah, this is spooky plane shit. Like, cool. Some other kind of plane is very obviously here like doing some plane.
Coming into yeah. this plane.
Yes. There's some overlapping plane magic happening.
So I will continue on to see get within 60 feet of the house. Okay. And
you are within 60 it. Feet of the house.
I'll do Marge first this time.
You try.
A 10 for Marge, 17 for Ghost.
You get close enough. I mean, you can see through the windows. The trees have lifted this house off of its foundation. You see several of the branches have broken through the floor and are now inside of the main cabin. You don't see any people and you don't hear anything else.
May I ask for a clarification?
Of course.
Does this house look like a cabin, or does it look like one of the buildings from the merchant district that just got lifted up by trees?
The second one, you see fanciful gingerbread placed all around the trim. This looks to be a merchant's house or shop that was indeed lifted off of the ground by the sudden sprouting of trees.
Cool.
That's really awesome. I want to go inside.
So she will quietly back away to go join the group. Well, Marge is not stealthy at all. I rolled a 1.
Marge, as you noisily clomp back
yeah.
To the group.
We're all tense up, hoping it's Marge, but not knowing.
Yeah, you guys hear a lot of loud clattering, and then you see three balls of light shoot out the window, and they do a spread, kind of in a line following the sound of Marge's clomping. And you can see, indeed, Marge clomping loudly. Clatter, 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 stomp, stomp, stomp. But also Ghost is there.
I think Ghost is just moving nicely and quietly, and Marge's armor is just clink, clink, clink on top.
Yeah. Sitting a little off to the side or something.
The three balls of light shoot out of the window, kind of making this haphazard line as they float around in the air, but low enough that they can see the ground cover.
It's like it could be dancing lights or dancing it could lights, be yeah. a fae.
three
Bulk
fae.
Bulk is going to address them and say in Sylvan, we are here to help Baba Yaga.
Black Rider sent us. Valdine says, also
here
in
is,
Sylvan.
Here is our mantle. We brought a mantle with us.
Vasilisa, also in Sylvan, is like, oh snap, that's all right. We are friends of Baba Yaga.
The Sylvan equivalent of oh snap.
And points at Marge. Marge, I think you've been spotted. We are coming.
Marge does not speak Sylvan.
No, she doesn't use Sylvan for Marge.
I'm like, Marge is like, all of a sudden there's glowing lights and then everybody starts speaking a different language. She's like, what is going on?
Out from the window, you guys see a small blue light kind of flicker and appear. And over the distance, echoing off the snow, you guys hear...
Oh, shit. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Oh, Vrix.
We were wondering when you guys were going to get here.
And Vrix flies down and goes, Hatch, they're here. They finally made it.
Oh, thank goodness. It's you guys. I never thought I'd be happy to see you, Vrix. But, you know, here we are.
That was both hurtful and nice.
I am so glad you are alive. May we come into your new house?
Not our house.
Whose house?
This house belongs to the Angeti.
The who?
The Angeti. They're great. You guys will like them.
Okay, well, may we come in?
Or do you know anything about this pool of water over there first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Hatch and I have been, like, really, really thorough out here the past, like, day or two.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, come on in. The house is, the treehouse is secure now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, come on in. You'll have to climb up, but... Like,
no, watch
this. We couldn't find any rope or anything.
No, watch this. And Vasilisa flies.
Fly.
Whoa.
Flies up to the house.
I still have that wand for spider climbing.
Yeah, spider climb would be really appreciated. I'm not much of a climber. I don't like heights.
I should have asked, but I could throw a rope to you guys.
Oh, shit. You guys have a rope?
I have a rope.
Oh, that's really good. We've been trying to make one, and it hasn't been going well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here, Vialdin, hand me your rope.
Okay.
And I will fly it up, and then rope and tree, and spider climb if needed. I will get up here, no problem.
Cool.
Yeah, DC 5, climb the rope.
So Vasilisa ties it.
I can climb up. I don't need
the window or the door or whatever.
I can also climb up without spider climb. And Ghost has a climb speed.
Cool. So Ghost is just like...
Bulk, are you good?
I rolled and I got a 8. So I made it.
Nice. Yeah, you guys all climb up and the front door opens and hatches there.
Hey guys, I missed you a lot.
Oh, Hatch,
it's so good to see you.
I was so worried.
Oh, shucks.
It would have been my fault if you died.
What? No.
I would like a hug, please.
Yeah, okay, come here.
We're glad to see you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're glad to see you guys too. Come on in. Come on in. It's going to be, let me introduce you.
Okay.
These are our friends. This is Karend and Travis and Krina.
Hello, folks.
And you guys look in, and it's a human man and a little boy and a little girl.
Aww.
And you guys see the human man has his leg kind of wrapped haphazardly between some broom handles, and it's like sitting up on a stool.
Are you wounded, sir?
Yes, I broke my ankle in the upheaval of our home. We've been trapped up here ever since.
Oh, are you hungry?
We're doing okay on food.
That's good.
Yes. Your little fae friends here have been very good about foraging for us, keeping us well fed and alive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're kind of heroes to them, you know?
You are heroes in general. Good job. Tiniest of high fives.
Yeah.
Marge will pull out her wand of Cure Light that only has a couple charges left, so she may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
So I'll roll a UMD.
Nat 1?
Marge is having
have
a...
Ghost,
it's a
2. Have Ghost roll it instead.
Oh, thank goodness. If it was a Nat 1, I would have been like, do you need my wand now? Because you have to wait a day.
There we go. So that is a 26. So she does her wand of Cure Light. 3 points of healing. How's he doing?
A little better.
Still having foot troubles?
Man, he was hurt bad.
She'll try and wand him again.
There's that nat one.
Wow. I am just having a rough time.
Ugh.
Well, tomorrow you can try again. But for now,
Look, I don't mean to step on your toes, but perhaps if anyone else is not feeling well and I can just channel a burst and heal everybody. 12 points of healing for everybody.
Oh.
I love it.
Top us up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's much better. Thank you.
And he like starts to wiggle his foot and he undoes it and stands up and starts chasing his kids around.
Ah, yeah, I bet you guys missed this.
And they're like,
yay.
Hey.
Aww.
All right. Yeah, this is great.
Is it okay if we sleep in your house today?
Yeah. How did you guys even get in, though, with the guards outside and the patrols?
We started a revolution. It was amazing.
What?
Well, I was going to first maybe put some feelers out.
You're not particularly loyal to the queen or anything, are you?
I don't know. I, like, pay my taxes and, you know.
You may not have to soon.
It's not a trap.
Cool.
We're not claiming revolution. Sides.
So how did you guys get in, though? Because they have those, like, guards.
No, the guards are busy with the revolution.
Oh.
Wait, distraction. You could technically leave if you wanted now.
Really?
Well, yeah, we even got like, a rope all set up so you can climb down.
Oh, man. All right, kids, grab whatever stuff you need and let's head out.
Hold on, though. Will they be safe? Because there may be other fae.
I mean, they have a better idea of what's in the woods than we do.
Oh, no, they should be fine.
Because I heard about a guard that got, like, not treated well in here.
Heard about or witnessed?
We saw it happen. Yeah.
That was Marl. Marl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marl.
Marl is the fae cool guy, who does the
yeah
the skin.
Yeah, he saved me. Well, that's what he thought he did. Yeah.
Good for him.
He was watching the guards and was like, "Oh shit, that guard's gonna attack me," and he jumped in and saved me.
No, it's true. Marl saved you.
They did that to save Hatch.
Happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Fae aren't just attacking anybody.
No,
just the guards or anyone trying to be threatening.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
As long as the family's gonna be okay going through the forest.
Yes,
sure.
But still, actions could be misinterpreted. Like someone could think you are being threatening.
Could stay here if they want, I guess. But
no, we'd like to get out of here. It's been a long time.
Okay.
If you're worried, Bolka, I can always take them. I can always escort them out.
You should definitely exit to the south, so you don't pass by any weird magic bubbles and huts
and
witches.
Yeah, we can totally do that. Yeah,
okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Kids, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, we're totally ready.
Okay, enjoy your newfound freedom in the least free country I've ever lived.
That's a weird way to say that.
Sorry, I'm a little bit salty to be an ears.
For saving us. This has been wonderful.
No,
your friends are fantastic. I would love it. You guys stay here as long as you want. It's pretty stable now that your friends have secured it. And here, I want you to have this. I gave it to my late wife a couple years ago to keep her safe. You saved her children today, and she would want you to have it.
And he hands you guys an amulet of natural armor +1.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. This is unnecessary, but very appreciated.
Very generous of you.
Yes.
Yeah, no worries.
You guys, take
care
of yourselves.
There's food in the cupboards, and there's some blankets over there if you need them. All right. Thank you guys so much. We're gonna get out of here for the first time in a long time.
Just look out for the revolution, etc.
Yeah, no, we'll be okay. I think so. Yeah, we'll be fine, maybe. All right, let's go!
And they exit the treehouse, climb down the rope. Marge, you're gonna escort him back?
If you're very careful, you can escort them, but I would be concerned.
I'd be concerned about them.
I would go with two because it was my idea.
You guys go ahead. We'll make house ready for resting.
Okay.
Cool.
And I, put the kiddos on the back of Ghost and we start walking to the south.
Okay.
I'll start cataloging the house, see what's there.
Nice.
Can anyone use the amulet right now?
Oh, I mean, I think all of us could probably use.
I mean, I already have one.
I have one of those also.
Well, I vote that either Bulka or Marge wear it, but that's just because I think Hatch and Vrix can just stay out of combat more easily.
Yeah, we're typically non-combatants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marge will put it on. Cool.
Nice.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll perception or anything while we're walking out of the forest? Yeah. Or is there anything?
Give me a perception.
All right. I will do Marge first. Come on, dice. 11 for Marge. And I rolled an 11 for Ghost. 18 for Ghost.
Everything is pretty clear.
Okay.
You guys look good. Bulka, what did you want to go back into?
He wants to, before anyone puts on the amulet, he wants to make sure it's not cursed.
Uh-huh. Smart. Oh,
he wants to spellcraft it for...
He's learned a bit of a
maybe
lesson.
That's why the wife died.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's bringing a cursed item.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Best intentions, but it might...
Crap. All right. I got nothing.
Yep. As far as you know, it's what he said it is.
It looks right. And we clearly didn't learn a lesson. Oops.
Marge and Bulka, you guys successfully start walking through the snow towards the south.
Also, what kind of things did you see while you were in there?
I mean, we just saw our house mostly. My leg was broken, so we couldn't do anything else.
So you don't know what actually happened? It was just kind of an all of a sudden thing, your trees, house was up in the air?
Yeah, trees sprouted up and like lifted our house into the air, and I fell and broke my leg, and we've just been up here for, I mean, days.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we found you.
Me too.
I'm glad, you know, Vrix and Hatch found you.
Yeah, they're great little guys. Yeah.
Do you know where you're going from here?
Yeah, we have friends in one of the other districts that we'll be able to go to stay
good.
With.
Yeah, because I think there's going to be a lot of fighting between the Heralds of Summer and the witches.
Okay. Who are the Heralds of Summer?
Oh, they're people who are trying to free White Throne from all the witches so everybody can, you know, do what they want and not be stuck under all the evil witches.
Oh, cool. That's, interesting.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them before, except for the last couple days, too. But they're supposed to be in here fighting and stuff, and we were going to help them out.
Neat.
Anything Volko want to say?
Oh, just every now and then going to say in Sylvan, like, we are here to help Baba Yaga. Just going to call it out.
Okay.
Any fae, any skinning fays.
It was a very vivid thing to witness.
Guys.
I love it.
A horror movie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the cabin house tree thing. Belding Vesalisa, what's going on?
I'm literally like cataloging supplies, taking an inventory of what's like, I'm setting up camp, basically.
Okay. Cool.
Vesalisa is nervously going from window to window, scouting around. She's mostly keeping watch before it's time to keep watch, I guess.
And then we had to find a bunch of like sturdy sticks.
Yeah, we used some of my hair to tie them onto the other branches. And after like, I don't know, an hour or two of work.
Yeah, after that we like got the house stabilized so it didn't rock anymore. Pretty sure it's not gonna fall.
Very impressive.
Did he say it's gonna fall? The house might.
No, he said it. They're pretty.
Oh,
sure
it was pretty
won't.
Rickety when we got here. Yeah, like pretty sure it was gonna fall, but we like spent some time like securing it. You know, tying our like hair to branches and like shoving rocks places to get it to stop moving.
Valdine looks over at Vesalisa.
I also am mildly concerned, but I think better than not to be in the house. Do you want to maybe take a look at it?
I'm gonna do a look around. I would actually like to roll engineering.
Yeah, please.
And I would like to know how
how likely it is that the house is going to fall
how
down.
How scared should Valdine be about falling?
Well, especially with more human and larger sized, you know, creatures than two small children and one adult. Is
more
different.
Of us in the house.
Four adults and
and a weasel.
And a giant weasel. Yeah, that's like five adults.
19 on engineering for this safety of this house.
I mean.
Maybe I don't want to know.
It looks okay for now. This isn't like a long-term solution.
Like a day or two or like a couple hours?
You could do like a day or two maybe.
Okay. All right. So we're good to sleep here for the night.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, you've had all four of you up there, plus Weasel, plus a man, plus two children, plus the two fae, and it was
fine.
It's pretty
fine.
Okay. Let's just not jump up and down or something.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would probably be bad.
I picture Valdine's like walking around the different parts of the house, like listening to it creak and move and like testing the boards.
Yeah. You like hit one spot and you feel the house kind of lurch and you just like lean over and use some soot or something to just draw like a square with an X through it. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, don't step here. But no, you think it'll be secure enough for a temporary solution.
Hatch and Vrix, I know you're busy being heroes and things, but
thank you.
Do you know what else is in this not forest forest?
Yeah, we can give you the lowdown, the
well,
good
yeah,
one too.
But, you know, the
yeah.
And right at that moment, Marge and Volker are back.
Well, good. You're just in time to find out the good one too of what's in this place.
Well, that's good. Better be prepared, you know.
Also, Valdine says not to step on that corner.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, we're safe up here as long as we don't go that side there. It's a little rickety.
So you now have kind of a makeshift camp inside of this little home. Bedrolls laid out. There is a small bed and a big bed from the children and the husband, man, father. Valdine, you took supplies. There's like the equivalent of like hardtack and bread in the cabinets that you guys can eat or use as rations later on. And as you guys all kind of gather round, Vrix and Hatch, they get to start telling you guys about the spooky fae forest.
All right.
So the hut's over there.
And Hatch like points out the window to the north.
Yeah, but it's like protected by this shifting energy thing. And I think we figured out how to like get rid of it.
Yeah. There's it's like a ritual magic like up in the tower. Remember when we were there a little while ago? It was a ritual thing.
Yeah, it's like that. Basically, there's these three fae creatures. They're called Dawn Pipers. And they're trying to rip this area of the world into the first world where we're from.
Yeah, they're trying to take the hut back to the first world. And they say it belongs there. So anyway, that thing there is like the start of their big portal to like transfer this section of the forest and the hut to that plane.
Yeah, so they have these three like elemental ritual spots around the forest, and they're just basically focusing on those, like channeling first world magic to shift everything all at once.
We tried to like go and look at the hut, but the trees are too tight and the portal like blocks the way. I mean, even me, I can squeeze in really small places, but I can't do it here. The trees are too pokey and I hurt myself.
And he holds out his hand and there used to be a splinter there, but Bulka healed it. And he's like,
oh, hey, I used to have a splinter here, but Bulka healed it.
So like, they're nice to us, because we're fae, but like I ran a couple hypotheticals past them, and they're not so amenable to not fae. But basically, well, you either have to convince them to stop, which I don't think is very likely, or probably kill them.
Is that a silver pool kind of looking thing where they're doing their ritual?
Yeah.
We saw one of those coming up here.
Oh, yeah. That's the one to the south. And then there's one kind of to the northeast and then one to the northwest. But there's like a silvery pool one and a rock one and like a windy one. But yeah, like if we can like stop them from doing the ritual, then that bubble thing should go away and then we should be able to get to the hut.
Yeah. Did we do good?
So good. I am incredibly impressed.
I mean, we figured we should help them so they didn't die.
Pretty incredible reconnaissance.
We knew you guys were trying to get here, and we thought that we could be more helpful here than trying to get back to you guys. I hope that's okay. I hope you didn't think we abandoned you.
I was worried you were dead, so I am just very pleased, and I would rate you a 10 out of 10. Good job.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Any questions we might be able to answer?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty knowledgeable about this space now.
Besides, you know, these elemental creatures, the wind and the rock, and the Dawn Pipers, are there any other fae that we're going to come across in here, or any other creatures or anything?
I mean, there's some other fae in here, but like, as long as we're with you guys, we should be able to fast talk them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you stayed then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they mostly just want to, like, eat people, so.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds like that might be a problem.
Not if we're with you. We could be like, nah, we're going to eat these people. Step off.
No, between the fast talking of our good fae friends and our own capabilities, I think we either kill them or talk them out of killing us.
All right. That sounds like what we do in most situations.
Yes. That's true, yes.
Oh, gosh, I'm tired.
No, yes, we stayed up all day, made a gun in your case, kept staying up, killed a dragon.
I can't believe
we saved some kids. It's been busy day for us.
Yeah, you guys should, like, get some
sleep. We're ready for sleeping, but we definitely keep watch. You guys, are you rested enough you could help us keep watch?
Yeah, I mean, like, you woke us up. Marge did. I mean, we heard a loud clatter outside, and we went to investigate, and we found you guys. But, like, we were sleeping, so, like, we're mostly rested. Okay. I mean, it's like, what, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, we could stay up.
Okay. I appreciate you helping us with the watch taking.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've clipped all your nails, so, like...
You what?
What?
Is that what you... I haven't...
I don't think we even want to know. Let's just not ask.
I'm just a little bit impressed.
Well,
very sneaky.
Sleep. I trim your nails. You guys haven't noticed?
Well, I guess we've been so busy we haven't really noticed our nails.
Honestly, I a little bit wondered if I was so stressed out by being in Irisin that they stopped growing. Is that a thing that happens, you know?
I have no idea.
No, it's actually a good prank, haha, but also, like, small act of service at the same time.
No, it's just a prank. It's just a prank, bro.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Could I prank you by doing something nice secret in response?
As long as I don't know about it, yeah, that's a prank. Surprise, haha.
Haha, pranked. I brought your house with us. It's on Marigold.
Really?
Who is in my pocket right now.
Oh, what?
Haha, pranked.
What? Yeah, that good one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm learning.
Well, I'll take first watch. If anything's gonna happen, I have a feeling it's gonna be...
I mean, like, we're good to
later on
watch tonight, like...
Well, yeah, but two people per watch. Rotate
and
things.
Yeah, Freaks and me.
The usual.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to stay up too, that's cool. We can catch up. I want to hear all about what you've been doing.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll share. We'll each take turns being with you and Vrix. Feel extra safe. Okay.
All right, give me the watch rotation. So Marge first.
I'll go after Marge.
I'm happy sticking with the last watch or, as usual, or going before Bulka if he wants the last one.
No, I don't care.
Cool. Okay, so Bulka and then Vasilisa.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
I'm going to do ghost first this time. Nat 20. For 27. Let's see what Marge gets. 17.
Vasilisa got an 8. For just 8 total.
14 for Valdine.
That's pretty low for you.
It is low. I rolled a 3.
Bulka?
8 for Bulka.
Oh, hey, we're 8 buddies.
During each of your shifts, Vrix and Hatch probe you with questions about the past few days. What do you each tell them? Marge.
I think Marge will probably talk about the kids in the tower and, you know, the witch, and probably not the specifics about the dragon so much, but definitely about the kids.
Okay. Love it. Valdine.
Valdine's telling them the story and getting all animated about. And then the wall lit on fire just up the ceiling and there's fire everywhere. And the story jumps ahead a little bit and he's like, and then I just blasted the witch and boom, exploded her. And he's just kind of being all graphic and telling them all about the stuff that happened.
Yeah, I love it. Bulka.
Talking about how ugly I was yesterday and probably
shit, that's right.
Probably breaks down a little bit remembering like how monstrous and hideous he was.
We're gonna pause on that one because there's also a cute little vignette of like a group hug between the three of you.
Aww. Aww.
Vasilisa.
Valdine has a new gun he finished and I can fly now. I showed you. We're a little more experienced, I think. And also, oh, Gary, we met his family. We found a new secret hidey hole for the heralds. And just kind of like the broader picture stuff.
Love it. And after this wonderful 8 or 9 hours, everybody else starts to wake up. Outside, you can see very small shafts of light working its way through the overtop canopy, but everything is going to be dim light under the canopy. It is still very shadowed, but you do get these little spotted rays coming through, signaling to you that the sun is indeed up. And now, secured in your temporary lodgings, knowing that there is a spooky, plane shifty-like portal trying to take Baba Yaga's hut away, blocking your path from your goal, knowing that there are Dawn Pipers, something that maybe you can roll a knowledge check about, but we'll have to wait until we do that. Next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Press start.
Yes. In the forest.
In the forest. Yeah. Welcome to the middle of the forest, the Market Square.
Sweet.
Sweet. You have a treehouse now. That's cool. That's not something I've seen in another Pathfinder game, a treehouse.
That's true.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty
nifty. I don't know when it's going to be out, but you guys need to go check out Inspired Incompetence. Amanda and I just did a guest spot for their Meanwhile series.
Mm-hmm.
I got to play a wonderful witch with some firearm feats named Stick. Amanda, who did you play?
I played a cleric, an evil cleric being rehabilitated. So it's a really cool, fun split build between evil and good. And half-orc named Goob.
Yeah. So we just played with them. It was wonderful. That's my second time guesting for them. You should go and check them out and then also look for that episode. It's a standalone thing from their series. The guys all did a wonderful job playing. It was a wonderful time.
It's fun.
Yeah, it was good. So go check out Inspired Incompetence, Twitter, Instagram. They have a wonderful Discord community. Go support them on Patreon. They're just great. Go listen to them. Thank you also to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you follow us on all of our various social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and come and check us out on Discord. Go support us on Patreon. Come hang out with us.
Heck, talk to us.
Yeah. Anything else? Anybody?
You said we're coming up close to the end of the book, so start thinking of questions for our time and ears.
Yeah.
The bookend
episode.
The book
is coming up. We will definitely, I feel totally confident saying now that we are at this point, we will finish this book by the end of the year.
Woo.
Woohoo.
Still giving myself plenty of time for things to go completely off the rails. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Dimension Door Podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.